I'm Mark Robertson for ECNN. Today is Saturday, December the 2nd. On Friday morning around 9:10, officers in West Plains responded to a suspicious circumstance call on Highway 63 and Bill Verdon Boulevard. The West Plains Police Department was given information from Howell County Sheriff's Office that a citizen reported a male was running in the area with a firearm. Upon arrival, officers could not locate the male and search the area. They received information that the male was in the area of the Catholic Church on Bill Verdon Boulevard. School resource officers with West Plains Police Department and the Howell County Sheriff's Office overheard the information and notified the West Plains R7 School District. No threats were made to the school, but as a precautionary measure, the school district placed buildings on a temporary hold while the search was ongoing. The male was located by the Howell County Sheriff's Office, but not have a firearm on his possession. The information was communicated to the school by the school resource officers from both agencies, and the temporary hold was lifted. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is investigating an explosion at a house fire in Licking. The patrol reports that two men were injured in that explosion. The explosion happened at a house on Meyer Street. Two men, ages 73 and 77, both suffered burns from the explosion and were taken to area hospitals. The explosion damaged another property nearby. Firefighters from Licking, Houston, and Raymondville responded to the incident. An accident involving a flatbed truck Friday morning at the Martin Creek Bridge south of Hardy blocked Highway 63 for 4 hours. A semi-flatbed tractor trailer overturned with a load of lumber and blocked both lanes of traffic. No one was injured in that accident. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports the arrest of a man from Jefferson City Friday in Shannon County. 45-year-old Randy Smith was arrested on a felony Cole County warrant, a misdemeanor Texas County warrant, and patrol charges for failure to display valid plates. He was taken to the Shannon County Jail. A man from there has been arrested in Sharp County. 32-year-old Spencer Langston was arrested on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, manufacturing a controlled substance, fleeing, and possession of Scheduled 6 drugs. He was taken to Sharp County Detention Center. A couple of area Christmas parades are set to take place today. The Alton Parade is tonight at 6. We talked to Morrill Johnson about all the activities planned today.
We will start at 4 o'clock on the south side of the courthouse. And at 4, the elementary comic chorus will sing a few pieces. We'll introduce our grand marshals, who are Ron and Sheila Campbell. This year, we're really honored to have them serve in that position. And then we have a little short program presentation for the children. And then we will crown Little Mr. and Miss Merry Christmas at 4:30. After that, we get that parade lined up. The lineup is at the school.
Uh-huh.
You register at the top of School Hill, as we call it, and the parade starts at 6.
She talked about the theme for this year's parade.
The theme this year is Christmas movie magic, so we're encouraging all the floats to have a Christmas movie theme. Mm-hmm. We think it'll be fun. And the stores also will be open that night for the Chamber of Commerce sponsors their Christmas on the Town. They'll be open that evening with specials, and the restaurants will have specials. So it's just a really fun evening on Court Square.
Tonight is also the night for the Willow Springs Christmas Parade. We talked to John Bailey.
Off at 6 o'clock Saturday night and light up our Christmas. So bring your generators and your LED lights, and we'll have, we got it moved back from 5 to 5:30 to 6, so everyone could light up their old Chevy truck with some LED lights. That's what time the parade starts at 6 o'clock.
They will have activities throughout the day in Willow Springs. Also, after the parade tonight.
Go to the parade at 6 o'clock, and then don't forget the historic Star Theater, Bluegrass at its finest, Saturday night after the parade. Come to Willow Springs. Thanks for reaching out from Ecom Network.
Again, that parade starts at 6 o'clock. The Thayer Police Department is elated to announce that they've received numerous donations for this year's 2023 Shop with a Cop, and that the amount of donations they've received are record-setting for Thayer Shop with a Cop. They said that they are so grateful for the outpouring of support for this program and from many local businesses and community members. Many people contributed donations to the event anonymously, and some people donated weekly and even daily to support the event. They would like to send a shout-out to the Alton Thayer Elks Lodge for their generous donation to the Shop with a Cop. While the applications have not yet been tallied, the police department is excited to see that they've received so many and believe that this may be the best year yet. They look forward to seeing the turnout for Shop with a Cop December 9th, 9 a.m. at Thayer Walmart. There will be officers and representatives from several area agencies ready to shop. A fire at a substation in Henderson, Arkansas on Friday morning caused power outages to 2,500 members of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. Crews worked hard and restored the power on Friday afternoon. The West Plains R7 School District is pleased to announce Miss Virginia Uphouse as the new West Plains Elementary School Principal for the 2024-25 school year. Miss Uphouse is currently an assistant principal at West Plains Elementary and has served since 2021. Before becoming an assistant principal, she taught third and fourth grade for 12 years in the elementary. At West Plains High School, student Elle Bennington is going to play at Carnegie Hall in February. She'll be in New York City just shy of a week. The school is trying to spread the word to some area businesses as well as connected individuals who may sponsor her or the band on her behalf. She owes $1,100 total, but has raised about $2,000 so far. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com, streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, the ECNN app, and more. And don't forget, wear your seatbelt and drive defensively. At ECNN, we care.